Today is Hoshana Rabbah, special day, the last day of Sukkot, and tomorrow is, of course, Shemini Atzeres. So, and on Simchas Torah, which is Sunday, we're going to read the parsha of Vizos HaBracha, the last parsha. So, let's talk about those concepts. So, we have biblical holiday. It's a holiday from the Torah called Shemini Atzeres. Starts tonight. The Torah doesn't tell us exactly what Shemini Atzeres is all about. We know that Pesach is leaving Egypt, and the Shavuos is receiving the Ten Commandments, receiving the Luchos, the first the original relationship with Hashem, establishing the Jewish nation. And Sukkot is the miracles, the Torah says, that we experience in the desert for 40 years. So what's Shemini Atzeres? What is this holiday Shemini Atzeres? The Medrash says that Shemini Atzeres doesn't celebrate anything in the past. It celebrates the present, meaning the special relationship that we Jews have with Hashem that is unique, that is not like the relationship Hashem has with any other nation. And the Medrash says that the holiday of Sukkot, if you open the Torah, and it's actually the Torah reading that we read every day of the holiday of Sukkot, because we do read the Torah every single day of Sukkot, we read the Karbanos, we read the offerings that were given in the Beis HaMikdash on the holiday. And there were a total of 70 bulls, 70 parim, 70 bulls that were given throughout the holiday, a certain amount each day, actually a decreasing amount each day, but a total to 70. And the Gemara says the reason for this was that we essentially, during the holiday of Sukkot, we are praying for the welfare of the 70 root nations, the 70 root non-Jewish nations. So that the holiday of Sukkot, we're essentially, turns out, busy in the Beis HaMikdash asking Hashem for blessing for everybody else, all the other nations of the world. So the Medrash says that this is a parable, a mashal, for a king who made a party and people came from all over the place. And at the end of the time of the parties, he said, let's just make one more day a party just for the members of the household, just for the closer people, the closer circle. And that's what Shemini Atzeres is about. Since during the holiday of Sukkot, the karbanos, the offerings, are corresponding to the nations of the world, the non-Jewish nations of the world, the Torah therefore says to us that we should celebrate on Shemini Atzeres the relationship that is unique between the Jewish people and Hashem. And that's why, one of the reasons that this is the day that was chosen for Simchas Torah, for the beginning and the end of the Torah, or the other way is the end and the beginning, because we conclude the Torah, the last parsha, Vizos HaBracha, and then we start right away again, Bereishis, on Simchas Torah. There is a pasuk, there is a verse in Vizos HaBracha, in this last parsha, a very famous verse. It's actually the first verse that we teach children when they begin to know how to speak. As soon as a kid knows how to speak, the first verse that you teach is Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. The Torah that Moshe commanded us is Morasha, is an inheritance for Kehilas Yaakov, for the entire congregation of Yaakov. Very famous pasuk. There's a song to it, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. And I mentioned this last time also, the Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. So this is Parshas Vizos HaBracha, and the unique nature. The Rebbe points out and asks a question, why is it, in fact, that we don't have Simchas Torah on Shavuos, which is the day that we got the Torah, the day that we entered into the relationship? And the Rebbe says the difference between Shavuos and Sukkot is that Sukkot comes after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that we received the second tablets. Yom Kippur is the day that the Jewish people were Baalei Teshuvah. They had done Teshuvah. They had repented from the sin of the golden calf. And therefore, it's a different type of relationship that's been tested and fixed, is a different type of relationship than a relationship that was never tested. So if Hashem it accepts us back, and that's in fact the story that Hashem accepted back the Jewish accepted the Jewish nation's teshuva after we had worshipped the golden calf and gave us the second tablets. That is the uniqueness of the Jewish people. And the Rebbe points out that this concept is inherent in the verse that we read in the beginning of Vezos HaBracha, where it's, the Torah is called Morasha, an inheritance. Inheritance is something that a person has regardless of any kind of separate merit, regardless of whether they deserve it or not. Just because you're a relative, just because you're a child or a relative, you have an inheritance. And that is the inheritance of the Torah. That means that even if a Jew, Rebbe points out, does not know anything about Torah, never studied, never fulfilled, never doesn't know the mitzvahs, was raised in an atmosphere where they don't know the mitzvahs, they don't know the Torah, makes no difference. That Jew has the same rights, the same privileges, the same power, the same connection to Torah as the biggest tzaddik has, because it's a morasha, it's an inheritance. And that is the uniqueness of Simchas Torah. We dance with a closed Torah. We don't open the Torah. We don't have, we read the Torah, obviously, the next day. But the night of Simchas Torah, we dance with a closed Torah. And we don't have lectures. You would think that if you're celebrating Torah, you should have a symposium. You should have a lecture. You should have a speech. Who knows what? After all, Torah is an intellectual endeavor. Torah is something you have to be talking about and understanding. Why does it make any sense to take a closed Torah scroll and dance with a closed Torah scroll? Torah should be something that you open the scroll and you read and you talk and you discuss and so on. But that's not what's done on Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, in fact, we dance with a closed Torah scroll. And the reason is because exactly that's the aspect of Torah that we are celebrating is the part of Torah that is super rational. It's above intellectual. It's above any kind of connection that makes any sense whatsoever. Because in fact, a person will say, and certain Jews feel this, what do I have to do with Torah? I never learned it. No, that's not true. The Torah comes from Hashem, and it is a connection, as is in the language of the Zohar. The Torah and Hashem and the Jewish people have a mystical, seamless connection. And that's exactly what we're going to be celebrating tomorrow night. Simchas Torah, and Shemini Atzeres, as I just mentioned to you, also celebrates that mystical connection between the Jewish people and Hashem, that unique connection that no other nation, even though Hashem creates the whole world, Hashem creates the non-Jewish world, Hashem creates everything, but Hashem established and set forth and set down a different kind of relationship with us, with the Jewish people, that's very special. And this, therefore, this time of the year is really very, very joyful, very full of rejoicing, full of happiness, full of dancing. We are celebrating the special, special connection that we have. So that is Shemini Atzeres, the uniqueness of the Jewish people. Simchas Torah, again, the unique connection that we have with Torah. Whether we've learned it, whether we know it or not, we have that connection as an inheritance. And this is, in fact, what should therefore carry us throughout the year. These holidays are supposed to be unpacked throughout the year. Chassidim give the example of people that used to, in the olden days, they would travel to the fair, wherever the fair was held, and they would buy merchandise. The store owners would travel to the wholesale place, and they would buy merchandise, and then they would come back to their village, and they would unpack the merchandise and have what to sell for months at a time. So that's the same same as our holidays too, especially the holidays during the month of Tishrei. They're all fundamental holidays. They give us the right attitude. And then we unpack those emotions. We unpack those experiences for the long, long winter months. And this year it's a yet longer because it's a leap year. We have another month to go until the next holiday. Usually it's 6 months. This year, 5 months. This year it's 6 months to go to Pesach. It's a leap year. So we have to take all of these. We have to take advantage now while we can sing and dance and store up energy, store up the excitement, and then we unpack it throughout the rest of the year. So I want to wish you a good Yontif today, Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkos. You may be familiar, according to tradition, this is the day that the verdict that was written on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur, this is the day that the verdict is actually delivered. In other words, until Hoshana Rabbah, until today, the letter, the check is written out on the guy's desk, but it's not mailed. So you have a chance to make that check a bigger check. It wasn't mailed yet. But once the check is actually mailed, then that's what it is. So Hoshana Rabbah is considered to be the conclusion of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur season of determining how our year is going to go financially and health-wise and so on. So it's a special day. The Chabad custom is to say Tehillim, the entire Tehillim, middle of the night last night. So it's a special day today, Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah literally means the great salvation. You may be familiar with the custom also to take a bunch of aravas, 5 willow branches, bang it on the ground. This is a custom all the way goes back to the times of the prophets. And it mystically symbolizes the sweetening of the judgments. What that means is the blockages, any blockage of Hashem's energy flow that doesn't allow the energy to come down to us. Somehow we bang the aravas. It's like a roto-rooter. We bang the pipes. And the blockages, the angels that are stopping, whatever negativity there is, it gets dislodged, gets banged out, gets knocked out. And in fact, there is a prayer that we say exactly stating these concepts after we finish banging the aravas. So that's what we do this morning. We take 5 willow branches, 5 aravas, 5 willow branches, bang them on the ground 5 times. And we say, let the judgments be sweetened. So I want to wish you a wonderful, a guten kvittel. A guten kvittel is the wish. In Aramaic, it's pitka tava. That means a good delivery of the letter, a good delivery of the voucher, I guess you would call it in today's terms, the voucher for blessing. It should be delivered well. The voucher should be a good voucher. The delivery should be a good delivery. We should get what we need. And we move on to Shmini Atzeres, which, as we just mentioned, is, again, celebrating our unique relationship with Torah and with Hashem. So, a good Yontif, everybody. And lots of joy, lots of simcha. This is Simchas Torah. I was not in Russia during Perestroika, but that's what the people are saying, that in Moscow during Perestroika, there were 100,000 Jews coming to celebrate Simchas Torah specifically. It was the biggest holiday of the whole year. So, for some reason, Jews everywhere we have a good sense of when things are important to show up. So Jews everywhere sense Simchas Torah. They sense that special day. So this is a very, very special time.